Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey everyone, you know, innovation in veterinary medicine over the past almost 2 years has been unbelievable. And you know, we always talk about like innovation technology, but I don't think we've talked about it more so now than ever. And joining us today to talk a little bit more about it is Brendan Lynch from VCA. How are you, Brendan?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good. Good to see you or hear from you, I should say. So a little bit to our listeners that may not be familiar with Brendan. Brendan has focused his career on redefining what's possible. He is an innovator and brings his strategic and operational experience to his work. He has a track record of successfully starting, growing, and operating new ventures and divisions for Fortune 1000 companies. For the last 8 years, he has brought his enthusiasm leadership to VCA Animal Hospitals. He is currently the Vice President of Innovation, where he pioneers new ways of doing business for clients, patients, and associates, and for the future of veterinary medicine, which I love. Prior to joining VCA, Brendan has a diverse entrepreneurial and intrapreneurial experience ranging from starting and selling a global action sports film distribution company to launching multiple digital businesses for Procter & Gamble. Additionally, Brendan has launched a digital division for a leading veterinary communications and analytics company and headed marketing for a venture capital funded online pet services startup. He enjoys exploring the world with his family, capturing life's moments through photography, searching for the perfect wave, carving new paths through nature's snowy terrain, and seeking new adventures that involve being surrounded by nature. Well, my goodness, my friend, if there's one person that we could speak to about innovation, it's you.
Well, thank you. There's a lot to do in the innovation space.
Yeah, lots of. So your mind must be going like 1,000 miles a minute over these past like 18, 20 months with what our profession is going through from this pandemic. I'm sure it has amplified innovation so much. Why do you think that is? And why do you think innovation matters?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, this isn't going to be a shock to you or any of our listeners, but let's face it. The veterinary industry is facing several headwinds right now. We're experiencing increases in patient demand. We've got around 70% of U.S. pet holds now owning pets, and pet owner expectations have rapidly changed, both before the pandemic and accelerated. And while this demand continues to grow, we're struggling with shortages in veterinary talent. And unfortunately, we're seeing increased empathy fatigue and burnout across our care teams. The bottom line, this is not a sustainable trajectory for the industry. Many of these challenges have been brewing for years, and the pandemic simply amplified this pain or accelerated the trends. And we know these changes are not easily solved, but we believe they need to be solved if we hope to stay healthy and to thrive as an industry. And there's a quote from Albert Einstein that I really enjoy that says, "The definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over, but expecting different results." So I believe it's really time to evolve, adapt, and find new and better ways to do things to help our veterinary teams, our clients, and their pets.
You know, when you think of what we've been through, where we had to be like socially distant, even just from getting our groceries to the food, going out to restaurants, and then looking at how that adapted over into the veterinary space. I mean, if you told me 3 years ago that we'd be doing something called curbside, I'd say you're lying, you know, but the fact that that's one thing I do love about this profession is the ability to be so resilient and adapt to these changes. But with that has come this idea of innovation and workflow technologies and all those different things. So I just think that's interesting in how other professions have adapted what we were doing in the veterinary space, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, look, and we're VCA's being a large network of 1,000 veterinary hospitals. We care for over 4 million pets annually. And to do this in a safe and efficient way during the pandemic required a tremendous amount of innovation and determination. You know, we have 30,000 associates, and these associates face new and different obstacles every day, especially early on in the pandemic, which means they had to be consistently flexible and resilient. And man, they were all of that and more. We switched to a curbside model, like you talked about, across 1,000 hospitals in a matter of literally days to weeks, which, as we all know, most animal hospitals were not organically built for curbside. Right. So there were a lot of changes that we had to bring to it. And one of the things that I think was really exciting and that we lean into a lot Fortunately, we were making some headway and going down this path, but we really accelerated some of these efforts right when the pandemic hit to help our teams. But it was really to do what you were talking about, is to lean more into our digital capabilities to improve access to care, increase convenience, and to streamline the operational workflows, a lot around curbside, but there were also some bigger, broader opportunities. So we saw close to 50,000 clients use our telehealth services, with 165% increase from before the pandemic. And then we had sent and received over 11 million text messages between our hospital teams and clients. And this was just in 2020 alone. And during that time, as I said, we introduced and accelerated some things to focus on a more contactless experience that allowed our clients to easily check in, review and sign paperwork, to do video chat, which helped a lot with the bond between the medical teams and the clients during curbside, and to make payments right from their mobile phone. And we've been seeing this adoption continue to accelerate going into 2021, which has really been a great opportunity to help us streamline the experience for our clients and our associates. And to put this kind of in context, especially around the mobile payment stuff and efficiency, this year to date, we've conducted or completed close to 2 million mobile payment transactions, and we still have 4 months left to go. So, you know, like other aspects of our lives, whether it be grocery ordering online and delivery, toilet paper delivered to your house within the hour, that we just think that the digital touch points are going to become a bigger part of the overall pet healthcare journey. And to be honest, we think that's a good thing, because this shift will allow our care teams to do more of what they do best. And that's truly to spend the time caring for their clients and patients while streamlining some of these workflows that best help our associates and our clients.
That's fantastic to hear. I mean, talk about fostering innovation right then and there. I mean, BCA and many other practices around the country have adopted so many changes. And I personally think it was long overdue. You were just talking about, you know, touch contactless payment systems. It should have been that way. Nothing irks me more than having a pet parent trying to pay at the front desk where the dog is like pulling them left and right, or the cat carrier, the worry about the cat. So there's just so many different things that we're trying to do. But I do think like the pandemic has, you know, revved up technology and innovation for the better, I would say, like you were talking about. So that's really incredible. But wait a minute, I'd like your title, by the way, too. So your title at BCA is, so you're in charge of innovation.
I am. So VP, I transitioned my role about a year ago into the title of VP Innovation. We've been doing innovation for a long time, so it's just more of a structured role.
I like it.
To really kind of take a big swing at some of the biggest challenges that the veterinary industry and VCA is facing, and to really lean into and look for how we can pioneer new ways of doing business.
And one of those examples is something called Idea Park, correct?
Yeah, so it's a really exciting opportunity, which we launched this year. And Idea Park is really, it's designed to help us accelerate innovation in our hospitals and the broader industry. So as I mentioned, I transitioned into this role, and what we've designed here, what we created, is we've taken a group of forward-thinking hospitals that were in our network. And these are eight hospitals across Atlanta, Denver, and Los Angeles. And these eight hospitals are going to be spaces for our associates to rethink how we deliver care for the millions of pets and the clients that we serve, while also ensuring that our associates can thrive and prosper along the way.
That's fantastic. So how did that come to fruition then? How did Idea Park come to where it is now?
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about some of the headwinds that we're facing. So given the growth in patient demand, the numerous challenges that we're facing, we just thought that now is the time. You know, we've been doing innovation for a long time, but we see the pace of change only accelerating in the years to come. So we wanted to meet these challenges head on and ensure that both VCA and the veterinary industry can adapt and thrive in the years ahead. So when we were looking at some of the biggest issues that not only VCA is facing, but almost every hospital in North America, if not the world, are facing, we're looking at focusing on three key areas, which are increasing capacity to care for patients in a sustainable way, you know, in a way that our teams can really thrive, improving convenience and optimizing efficiency for clients and care teams, and three, reducing stress for our clients, patients, and our care teams. So that's kind of where we're honed in on and focused on, and why we think now is the right time to do it, because we're experiencing pain in all of those areas.
Oof, are we ever. Are we ever, you know, trying to do what we can to help with our mental health during such a busy time. And we don't know where the end is in sight in terms of the busyness. So yeah, anything that you could do to help, you know, kind of combat the balance of work-life integration or work-life balance for the employees is so important. So what are some other examples or other types of innovations that you think Idea Park will provide?
Yeah, so I mean, we're at this stage, we can't go into a lot of detail. And the reality is, look, we're going to fall down. in fact, you know, we want to be mindful about what we share early on, because if we're not falling down every now and then, we don't think that we're going to be trying hard enough with this venture. We have the opportunity to take some big swings. There's another quote that I really love that says from Socrates that the secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. And that's exactly what we're doing in Idea Park. So when we think about Idea Park, we really look at it as a space where we can have innovation and reimagine everything from how we build a digital first, seamless client experience that includes telehealth to appointment booking, to check-in, to post-visit care, even all the way to how do we better utilize our physical space and our veterinary teams or hospitals. So overall, we think that we're gonna be successful if we can allow our veterinary teams to better meet the needs of their local communities, which is where a lot of that empathy fatigue and burnout comes from, and leave their shifts happier and more fulfilled. That's how we get our teams to be healthy and prosper, stay within the industry and do great things, and you know, deliver experiences that truly wow clients, right? Client expectations have changed. So, you know, look, this is not going to be easy. We don't want to put out there that this is a slam dunk. There's a lot of big challenges that we have to go tackle, but we're looking to meet them head on. And we're hoping to be able, we can share a lot more specifics around the innovations, you know, in the months and years to come, but we're early in the journey. And boy, there's a tremendous amount of opportunity to help not only our associates at VCA, but also the broader veterinary industry as we share out what we're learning.
There really is. And to the listeners, I want you to really pay close attention to what Brendan is talking about with virtual care. I mean, that is something that needs to be adapted if we want to try to sustain what we're currently doing. You know, like, you know, I remember in full-time practice, I couldn't keep going every 20 minutes while I was falling behind in appointments. And nothing would probably be better for me if I could do like a virtual recheck or consultation, nutrition counseling, those kinds of things where I can be from home and have that better frame of mind where I don't have the phones ringing off the hook or whatever. So there's some really great opportunities that are out there that we need to embrace as veterinary professionals in this profession as we're as technology is evolving with us, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's exciting. So through our MyVCA app, we've now made it and we're rolling it out through the end of the year, the ability for all of our existing primary care clients to access free teletriage and decision support. So this is free teletriage and decision support handled by veterinary nurses, credentialed veterinary technicians that are able to answer your questions 24/7, 365 days a year, and in 2 minutes or less. And we're seeing fantastic stuff. Like, you know, when you talk about what are clients engaging with us about. So if you look at like the top five things, not a big surprise there, but you're looking at GI issues, eyes, urinary, dental, parasites. And ultimately, this is a great supplement to care, because what we're seeing is we can help guide those clients and patients that need additional care into our hospitals, which are converting at, you know, over 50%. So we're able to provide the at-home care that they need and the support while also directing them to the care that they need in the hospital when it's required.
That's fantastic, because you're not turning some of these clients away. In fact, I was just talking earlier today to a board-certified veterinary criticalist, and he was saying that, you know, the ear infections, the itchy skin, the basic diarrhea cases that we're seeing as a criticalist are overseeing the other ones that really need to be seen, like the hit by cars, the trauma patients, because either they're being turned away and they're going to the ER for these kinds of cases, And it's a real problem in the ER world right now. So the fact that you have that ability to answer questions, provide peace of mind to your clientele, and to get them fitted in accordingly without overrunning your schedule is really, really nice. So, you know, shout out to you all for doing that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great benefit to our associates, as you mentioned, in the hospital, because it helps them better kind of manage the caseload that they're doing. And it's great because it just gives peace of mind, right? That right. Our clients, you know, you're home, you're going down the Dr. Google path, which is not really good for anybody, whether you're a furry animal or on the human side. So we're there because we want to support our clients while also providing support for our associates. And we think it's really just a win-win-win across the board.
That's wonderful. Well, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much, Brendan. Where can we find more information or any call to action for our listeners to learn more about VCA?
So you can check out VCA.com and VCA Animal Hospitals. We've got all the information there. We also got our mobile app, which is My VCA, which we talked about some of the things during here. So yeah, VCA Animal Hospitals, we got about 1,000 across the US and Canada. So hopefully you'll find us somewhere.
Excellent. That's great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Adam. Really appreciate the time.
You're welcome. And hey, to our listeners, are you following us on Instagram at DVM360MAG or also on Facebook, DVM360.com, and on LinkedIn too? We're also on Twitter. So we have plenty of content heading your way. Be sure you subscribe, get our newsletters, and stay up to date on all of our webinars as well as our in-person conferences. So on behalf of our friends, Brendan from VCA and myself, thanks so much for tuning in and stay pawsome, everybody. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.